Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A source close to the Nashville administration tells NPR that they suspect the Christmas morning explosion in the city's downtown was caused by a suicide bomber. The source could not be identified because they were not authorized to speak on behalf of the investigation. The blast came from an RV that was parked outside of an AT&T building. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the blast is just the latest calamity to hit Nashville.
First, there were tornadoes. In March, a series of twisters roared through the area, killing 25 people and demolishing entire neighborhoods. Then in May, a freak windstorm blew through the city, knocking out power to tens of thousands. And then there's the pandemic. COVID-19 has deadened the local tourism economy and given Nashville one of the worst infection rates in the country, says local state representative Bob Freeman.
And now this, I mean, it's been a tough year. And I'm ready to get it in the rearview mirror and move on to 21.
Local officials say it will be months at least before storefronts along 2nd Avenue, ground zero for the blast, can reopen. John Burnett, NPR News, Nashville.
President Trump has yet to sign into law a $2.3 trillion spending package that includes an extension of special pandemic unemployment benefits that expired this weekend. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
President Trump renewed his demand this weekend that the one-time stimulus checks for most Americans be increased to $2,000, saying on Twitter that the current $600 direct payment is measly. As the president pushes for an increase, extra jobless benefits for some 14 million Americans hang in the balance, and the government could partially shut down tomorrow night as that pandemic aid bill is attached to that larger government spending package.
NPR's Giles Snyder. Japan will temporarily close its borders to non-resident foreign nationals in an effort to keep out a new strain of the coronavirus. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Seoul.
The measures will go into effect Monday and last until the end of January. Japanese citizens and resident foreign nationals coming from countries where the new strain has been found will be required to show negative results from a test within the past 72 hours and then be tested again on arrival. All of the cases of the new strain found in Japan appear to have been imported from the UK, except for one who's a family member. The new strain, first discovered in Britain, has spread to several countries and territories in the Asia-Pacific region, including Singapore, Hong Kong, and Australia. Japan's case numbers remain low by international standards, but have been surging rapidly since last month. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
With coronavirus deaths now surging in Europe, the 27-nation EU has kicked off a synchronized campaign of administering the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine with medical personnel and the elderly first in line. This is NPR. Elections in the Central African Republic are underway after a campaign marred by violence between government and rebel forces. Three UN peacekeepers were killed by unidentified assailants. Yesterday, a court rejected a bid by the opposition to postpone the vote because of the insecurity. The BBC's Mary Harper reports voters are casting ballots amid heavy security in the capital.
Government troops, United Nations peacekeepers, and Rwandan soldiers patrol the streets. The situation outside the capital is even more fragile. In some areas, rebels have seized election materials and threatened those who try to vote. Some violence has been reported. Shortly before polling started, the powerful former president, François Bozizé, expressed support for the rebels and urged a boycott of the vote. With rebels controlling about two-thirds of the country and millions displaced, it's hard to see how the poll will be considered legitimate.
The BBC's Mary Harper reporting this is the first election since a peace deal was struck in February of 2019. Avalanches have killed 10 people in the Alborz mountain range north of Tehran, according to Iran's state TV. Rescue teams reportedly are searching for several missing people. The region had experienced strong winds and snowfall. It's popular on weekends for hiking and climbing. After sweeping through parts of Britain with battering rain and hurricane-force wind, Storm Bella moved into northwestern France, taking down power to thousands of homes in Normandy and Brittany. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.